Today we finish up the next 3 days praying for our cities, its current state and its future state. This is part one. So Father God, you are our creator and the Lord of time. We come before you and lift up the history of our city. We acknowledge every foundation stone laid, every triumph celebrated, and every silent sorrow buried in the foundations of our streets. For the past, we ask that you would heal the broken places, areas where injustice, racism, or neglect once took root. We ask that the mistakes of our past do not dictate our future. Have mercy on us, O Lord. For the present, we pray that you would give us wisdom to see our city as you see it. Help us to honor the pioneers and builders who work for the good of all, and give us the courage to address current divisions. For the future, we dedicate the city, the unfolding story, to you. May it be a narrative of redemption where reconciliation thrives and every generation prospers in righteousness. May the peace of you, O God, dwell in this city, and may your dominion reign over all of our community and our county. Let the foundation of this city be built upon righteousness, truth, mercy, and justice. May you, O Lord, look with favor upon us and your blessing be poured out in every household. May the abundance of your Father's love and goodness release restoration. Let there be healing to every household and family. May this land be restored, economy prosperous. Let every family be blessed with more than enough and a generous spirit to be a blessing to others, in Jesus' name. In the name and authority of Jesus Christ, we pray for an end to confusion, strife, and disorder. We call all things into divine order and subject to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Let there be a release of the fear of the Lord, light and truth over our community, according to Genesis 1:3 and John 16:13. We pray for an end to human trafficking, prostitution, rape, theft, murder, and all violence, and for the walls of the city, salvation, and our gates praise, according to Isaiah 60, verse 18. Let your love, O God, be poured out through the Holy Spirit so that people have an encounter with you, their Heavenly Father, and know that they are valued, esteemed, and loved by you. We pray for the economic conditions and commerce of our city to be healed. We pray for there to be no lack of good-paying jobs, affordable housing, provision for the necessities of life according to Psalm 23:1. We pray for wisdom and godly counsel to come forth from our government leaders. We bless them to receive divine strategies and inspired ideas to get around the obstacles that will enable them to govern the people with righteousness, equity, and justice, in Jesus' name.